Jeremiah chapter number 20. Are you glad to be saved tonight?
Amen.
Yeah. All right. We'll start reading down there in verse number 7. Verse number 7 says, O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily. Every one mocketh me. For since I spake, I cried out. I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made reproach unto me, and derision daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary for forbearing that I could not stay. Thank you for standing. You may be seated tonight. And here, whenever I was looking over this the last couple of weeks and I was reading it and reading this scripture and things, and I was like, man, you know, how many times, Dustin, do we get discouraged, it seems like? You know, no matter what we do for the Lord, Jesse, no matter how hard we push, no matter how far we go, sometimes it seems like we can get discouraged. But, you know, there's something on the inside of us that won't let us get discouraged real long. And I'm thankful for that tonight. And, you know, if I had a title to my message tonight, I'm going to preach on We Can't Quit. And, you know, I'm going to give you some reasons why we can't quit tonight. And, you know, no matter how many times that we've just wanted to give up, no matter how many times that we've just wanted to throw in the towel and just quit everything, you know, quit going to church, quit doing this, quit doing that, you know what, you understand what I'm saying? There's been times that probably every one of us in here says, well, it's not doing a bit of good, we might as well just give up. And, you know, we can't quit, Dustin. We can't. And then there's something on the inside of us. No matter how many times we say it, Delmer, no matter how many times we lie to ourselves and say that I'm just going to quit, I'm going to give it up. There's something on the inside that we can feel that won't let us. And I'm thankful for that tonight. And I'm going to give you some reasons why we can't. And, you know, there's some, you know, here. And the first thing that I was thinking about is He's just been too good to us. You know, we can't quit. I mean, think about what He's done for us. You know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe on Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And, you know, He's been real good to us. And, you know, you think about how many, a lot of times we'll think about reasons to get out or reasons to quit. We'll be like, well, you know, things just ain't going our way. Things, this happened. You know, we get mad and we get upset and things like that. But, you know, we need to be looking at the reasons why we can't quit. And, you know, every one of us in here, we ought to have a good reason on why we can't give this thing up. We ought to have a real good reason. You know, a lot of times, like I said, Tanner will say, you know, well, we need to quit doing, or you think about it tonight, and we have these reasons why it would be a good idea to quit.
Amen.
We say, well, you know, it'd be a good idea to quit because it's not going our way. Or it'd be a good idea to quit because this ain't happening how I want it to.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, there's no good idea to quit.
Right.
You know, we need to be thinking about the reasons why we can't quit. And, you know, because, like I said, though, there's something on the inside of us that won't let us. Will not let us. If you're truly saved and you're born again, and you try to give it up and you try to not do what God wants you to do or be where God wants you to be at, He's going to let you know about it. And, you know, what I was saying, well, I'll go back to my points here, but anyways, He's just been too good to us. You know, think about how good He's been to you. Think about what He's done for you. Think about where He brought you from. You know, you say, well, I cannot quit because look what God has done for me. You know, I mean, whenever the devil gets in your mind and he starts telling you, hey, you ought to just give it up. You ought to quit. And you say, hey, look what God's done for me. And look how good He's been to me. Think about our church that we're in. You know, think about, I mean, he saved you from hell. I mean, that ought to be good enough. You don't have to die and go to hell. You don't have to anything like that. So that's what I'm saying. He's been good to us. Psalms 100 and verse number 5 said, "For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." And you know, you think about how good God's been to us and what He does for us daily. You know, you've heard people say, "Well, God ain't never done nothing for me." You know, you ever talk to anybody like that, that has that attitude, and they just real mad at God, and they'll say, "Well, He's never done anything for me." You're existing. You're getting to breathe air. You have an opportunity to get saved, and people say that He's never done anything for them. You have an opportunity to have a Bible. You have an opportunity to go to church. That ought to be good enough. I mean, think about it tonight. I mean, we're set up for opportunity. We're set up to win. I mean, if you think about how good God's been to us. I mean, it ain't like He's setting us up for failure or anything like that. He gives us His Word. He gives us a promise. He gives us a better, you know, He gives us all this hope and all this opportunity to be what God wants us to be and to get to be with Him one of these days. He's been awful good to us. You know, you can look around. I mean, you can look around the church and you say, "Well, Lord, You've been awful good to us." That ought to be a reason not to give up. That ought to be a reason not to quit just for what He's done here. And then you go a little deeper than that and look into some of the families here at this church and look what God's done for your family. You know, there's people in here, the Lord, He ain't saved my whole family yet. But I got confidence that one of these days, all three of my boys are going to get saved. And he's still been good to me. Yeah. And it's going to get even better. Yes, it's going to keep getting better and better. Yeah. And it ain't just that He's just good to us one time. You know, He don't just save us and that's it. Yeah. No. I mean, if it was, then it would be good enough. Sure. I mean, you know, if He saved us and that was it, we'd say, "Man, Lord, You've been real good to us." Yeah. That right there would have given you a reason not to want to give up. Yeah. And then... But it goes a little bit farther than that. You know, He's there whenever we need Him. We can go to Him in prayer. We can read His Word. I mean, He blesses us every single day. He lets us come to a good church. He gives us a good pastor. I mean, think about how good He's been to us. And then, like I said, in your family, you know, more personal. Think about how good He's been to you. And then you're going to go around and act like you want to just give up on Him sometimes. You want to just act like you want to quit sometimes. And that's not how this thing works. Because He's been far better to us than we've been to Him. If anything, He ought to want to quit on us. I mean, think about it tonight, Jesse. I mean, what do we do to deserve God being so good to us? Not a thing. But I'm thankful that He is good to us. The next thing I was thinking about, you know, He's been good to us. And I'm preaching on reasons why we can't quit. And He's been good to us. The next thing I was thinking about, He's showed us too much grace. Yeah. Bible says here in Romans 5:20 says, "Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin did abound, grace did much more abound." Yeah. Think about all the grace that He's shown you. Think about where you ought to be at tonight. You shouldn't be at church. You ought to be out in the ditch somewhere. You ought to be laid up somewhere. But think about His grace. You shouldn't have, you think about it tonight. Every one of us deserved hell. Every one of us deserved it. But I'm thankful that we ain't going to get it, the ones that are saved. But anyways, think about the grace that He's had shown towards us. Think about where He's brought us from. Think about His mercy on what we deserved and the grace that He shows us every single day. And then a lot of times we have the attitude that we still want to quit. It does not make any sense to me. You know, I mean, there's so many things in this world that we just will not give up. There's things in this world that we won't give up. I mean, some people like caffeine. It's probably bad for you. I drink caffeine. It's probably bad for me. But I don't want to give it up. When you think about, I mean, you understand, I probably need to. But then whenever it comes to something about church or something about, inconvenience happened. Let's just give it up. Let's quit. Let's stop going. You know, it didn't go my way. Think about how good He's been to you. Think about the grace that He showed you. We don't deserve any of this, Delmer. We don't deserve nothing that the Lord does for us. We don't deserve to be saved. We don't deserve to be one of His. We don't deserve to get to have conversation with Him in prayer. We don't deserve any of it. But He gave it to us. And then we still say, well, that must not be good enough. I mean, think about it. I mean, a lot of times our attitude is so wrong towards the Lord. Think about how good He's been to us and what He's done for us, the grace that He's shown us, and then the way that we treat Him. Boy, it's sad, Christy. And then, you know, we you think about it. You see people and they'll come into church and they'll come for a while and they may make a profession to get saved and they'll come pretty steady and then they'll start missing and then they'll really go missing. Yeah. You don't know where they're at. Right. You don't ever see them again. Right. If you can just give it up like that, you probably need to get saved. Amen. I mean, honestly, if you can just give the Lord up, you can just quit going, you can't do it. If you're one of His and you're born again, you're saved, you cannot do it. Think about the grace that He showed us. Man, you know, we get to hear a lot of preaching about grace. You know, I mean, this whole church, I mean, everybody in here, we all know what number 5 means. You know, we all know all these things. But at the end of the day, do we really realize where we're at? What God's done for us and how we neglect Him so much? I mean, I'm preaching to myself too. But think about the grace that He's shown us. Think about how good He's been to us. Next thing I was thinking about, you know, I was thinking, you know, a lot of times we want to quit. And this next one, I was thinking about it and, you know, there's way too much gospel to spread. I mean, think about it. We're out here saying that we want to give this thing up sometimes. We're out here saying we want to quit. We're not going to do it. You know, the Lord asking us to do something, the Lord telling us to do something, we'll say, well, I ain't going to do it. May just give it up. But there's too much gospel that's got to be spread. There's too much preaching that's got to be done. There's too much witnessing that's got to be done. Because, I mean, you think about it, if we're not going to do it, who's going to do it? That's what I'm saying. We can't quit tonight. We can't give it up. There's too much work that's got to be done for the Lord. Because, I mean, you think about it. I mean, we got Brother Delmer sitting here. I mean, all these older people, they've spent their life, you know, telling people about the Lord, you know, going, you know, doing what the Lord wants them to do. Just an old saint of God. And then the next people that's coming after them, you know, what are they doing?
Right.
You know, what are we doing?
Right.
Are we just going to give up? Are we just going to quit? Are we going to keep going?
Yeah.
We're going to keep spreading the gospel, telling people about the Lord, doing what God wants us to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, 2 Corinthians 4:3, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
Right.
And a lot of times we're awful guilty of hiding our gospel. There's a lot of work that's got to be done. And we've come way, way, way too far to give up. I mean, think about it. I mean, we've come too far to quit. You know, we can't go back. You know, there's too much dependent on it. And Mark 16, verse number 15, he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And a lot of times we don't catch ourselves spreading the gospel like we're supposed to. A lot of times, you know, whenever we're out and about and, you know, around people, you know, talking to people, a lot of times the first thing that we talk about is not the Lord. A lot of times the first thing we talk about is definitely not the Lord. We'll say, hey, you been fishing any? You been hunting any? You know, did you watch the ball game the other night? You know, a lot of times that's how our conversations go. We're not worried about spreading the gospel. We're not worried about telling people about God. We're not worried about telling people about the Lord. That's what I'm saying. We cannot give it up. You know, Bibles, we ought to be instant in season, out of season. No, we ought to be real consistent whenever it comes to telling people about the Lord and spreading the gospel and being what God wants us to be. But anyways, you know, we've seen that He's been too good to us. He showed us too much grace. There's too much gospel to spread. And I was thinking about this one. And, You know, I already mentioned it once a little bit. You know, there's people coming up after us. And there's a big reason why we can't quit. And why we shouldn't want to quit or want to give it up. It's because the generation's coming after us. I mean, just think about it. I mean, if I was to give it up right now, if I was to quit or just try to, man, what would it do to my family? You know, there's so many people that have stood and, you know, went real, real hard for the Lord and tried to be what God wanted them to be and do what God wanted them to do. And it's like they just tried to give it up and it shipwrecked their whole family. I mean, think about all the young people in here. I mean, think about who's coming after us. And then sometimes, Delmer, we got the attitude on we want to give it up. There's too much at stake to give this thing up. There's too much. Proverbs 22:6. You know, we all know the scripture, train a child up in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. And Luke 1, verse number 50, and his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. And I got to thinking, you know, about the generations coming up after us. And it seems like they're just getting weaker and weaker and weaker in the Lord. You know, I mean, has anybody else noticed that? That it seems like they just get more shallow and more shallow about wanting to go to church and about wanting to do something for the Lord and things like that. I'm not talking about people in our church. I'm just talking about just people as a whole. It seems like people's just getting farther and farther and farther away from the Lord. That shouldn't be. I don't want that to happen here. I don't want that to happen in my family. I mean, I don't want that to happen to my kids, your kids. I don't want that to happen. So that's what I'm saying. We cannot give it up.
Amen.
We can't quit tonight.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I mean, I could have just told you one of these, and it would have been a good enough reason not to give it up. I could have just said, he's just been good to us. And that'd be it. I could have said, he saved us from hell. And that'd be it. You know, I could have said, hey, he just showed us grace. And that could have been it. That would have been good enough. But it seems like people are just looking for reasons and say, well, you know, they'll get to looking, they'll get to weighing out their options and things like that and say, well, you know, church just takes up too much time. They'll say, you know, church just interferes with too much we got going on. They'll say, you know, church is just kind of it just kind of hinders my daily life. Man, what kind of attitude is that? That's why people are so quick to give it up. Because they want to flood themselves with all these reasons to give it up. And then they don't ever want to say why we can't give it up. Like I said, I mean, I could have just give you one and just closed my Bible and got down and went home. Just preached and went to the house, as Delmer said. But you think about it tonight. You know, we can't give this up.
Nope.
I mean, Donnie, think about it. What would happen if you just quit? You know, whenever Josh was little Misty, whenever they was little, what would happen if you just said, well, Terry, we're just going to stay at the house and never go back? You think about all this.
Yeah.
That, yes, I mean, think about it tonight.
Sure.
And it's real easy to it's real easy to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It's, you know, people will give it up.
Right.
And they'll just, but there's always something on the inside.
Right.
You know, you talk to people that has quit going to church and they claim to be saved and things. They'll say, boy, I need to. But there's always something, if they do, there's always something on the inside that's telling them, say, hey, you need to get back in church.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, you need to do this. Hey, you need to do that. But think about it tonight. You know, we can't quit. If everyone would stand, I'm done preaching.